you, fighting the gender disparity in media and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is UBC campus and unceded Musqueam territory. This is Pete's Picks from the CITR archive, bringing you digitized reel-to-reels recordings from CITR's history. Selections played on the show are available online from UBC's open collections. You can find those at open.library.ubc.ca. That's open.library.ubc.ca. And all the selections played on the show are free to stream and download to listen to anytime. Just search CITR. Today I wanted to share, well, I got the news that tomorrow, Friday, April the 8th, is going to be a free performance by UBC's Gamelan Ensemble at Barnett Hall or in the plaza if sunny. That's at 12 noon tomorrow. So I wondered if we had anything by them in the archives, and we don't, but we do have another of UBC's Asian and African Music Ensembles. I found something by UBC's Contemporary Chinese Instrumental Music Ensemble. This selection was played on Paul Funk's Our Talented Family program back in November of 1989. So, yeah, I thought we could take a listen to that today. It's going to start off with a short spoken introduction from Paul Funk, the CITR DJ, and then it's going to go into the music. So that's going to take up most of our half hour together today. Be sure to tune back in at noon for Dunkin's Donuts. And until then, enjoy.
Moving now to the recording made Wednesday, November the 8th. The Concert of Traditional and Contemporary Chinese Instrumental Music. This is really pretty stuff. So what I'll do is just give you an idea of the kind of music it's going to happen and then just let it go. It would be a shame to interrupt these. There's so many of them and they're so short. First off, Jingyang Hao, I hope I pronounced these correctly, Beautiful Jingyang, a traditional piece arranged by Huang Jirong, one of the members of the Chinese Instrumental Ensemble. An arrangement of the old melody Huan Li Ge, which celebrates the scenery of the Jinyang district of eastern China, followed by Okay, let's just get the English here. The Purple Bamboo Melody, a theme and variations in structure. This ancient melody is also from the Jinan district. I love these titles. Next one is Autumn Moon Over the Peaceful Lake, a traditional piece arranged by Wang Zaiping of a Cantonese instrumental piece composed by Liu Weicheng in the 1930s, followed by Rain Beating on the Banana Leaves, another Cantonese piece, though of unknown authorship and in a 1950s arrangement. Picking Tea and Chasing Butterflies, the name of the next piece, a folk melody from Fujian province, usually performed instrumentally. Here arranged by Sun Yong, a professional fruit... No, that's flute player. Okay, well, a little bit about the members of the Chinese instrumental music ensemble. Sun Yong is the professional flute player in China. Prior to coming to North America, he graduated from the Boston Conservatory of Music and is presently in the master's program at UBC. Mr. Sun plays the dizi, a traditional Chinese flute of bamboo. Instrument is unique in the presence of an extra hole between the blowhole and first finger hole, over which is glued a thin piece of bamboo membrane. This vibrating membrane gives the tone a distinctly nasal quality, it says here. Huang Jirong graduated from the Shanghai Conservatory of Music and performed professionally in China for several years prior to coming to Vancouver. Mr. Huang plays the erhu. This fiddle-type instrument has two strings, formerly of silk but now usually of metal. The bow, unlike those of the Western instruments, passes between the strings and requires inward pressure for vibration of the lower string and outward pressure for the upper string. Huang Zhiping also graduated from Shanghai Conservatory of Music and played professionally in local ensembles. Mr. Wang plays the Yangqin dulcimer. This instrument, which is related to the Persian santur played by the local boy Paul Siray, and the Western hammer dulcimer, is trapezoidal in shape with several rows of bridges along the left and right sides. The strings are struck with slender bamboo beaters. And after Picking Tea and Chasing Butterflies, we get a piece called Lang Shenbo Zhu Ying Tai, a very popular melody composed in the 1950s and commonly known as the theme Butterfly Lovers. After that, The Moon Reflected in the Pond, of course, by Hua Yanjun, a solo composition for erhu dating to the 1940s. Horse Race is probably the most fun. This 1960s for composition for erhu solo is also one of the most famous in the concert hall repertoire. Spring Comes to the Qingjiang River follows after that, a solo composition for the dulcimer. And the last piece will be The New Song of the Herdsman, another famous composition of the 1960s, a solo for the flute, reflects the influence of Mongolian culture on 20th century Chinese music. So here we go. The recording of the concert by the Contemporary Chinese Instrumental Ensemble, November the 8th, 1989, at the UBC School of Music, and broadcast here on CITR. Thank you.
Thank you. Liang Shan Bo is doing impact.